Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened mixed, following mixed to lower levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is slightly weaker, while Japanese yen has weakened to fresh 34-year lows. Treasury yields are higher at the short end and lower at the long. Crude oil futures are mostly unchanged, precious metals are lower, industrial metals are mixed, while iron ore is notably higher. Cryptocurrencies are volatile. Market focus has been on the U.S. after-hours earnings, especially after Meta guided Q4 revenue with a midpoint below FactSet's consensus and flagged higher expenses for the year. In macro news, the upcoming U.S. GDP and PCE readings are broadly highlighted as the main risk events. Attention is also on foreign exchange developments, with the yen breaking into 155 against the dollar to mark a fresh 34-year low and entering the range expected to prompt Ministry of Finance intervention. For the next BOJ monetary policy meeting, the latest previews indicate that board members will discuss the foreign exchange topic, but policy is widely expected to remain unchanged on the heels of the March decision. In other developments, there's also some attention on the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken's visit to China, though it is considered unlikely that significant progress will be made. On the macro data front, the German GFK consumer confidence hit a two-year high, but the French business confidence missed. Overnight, South Korea's Q1 GDP was better than expected, supported by growth in private consumption, construction, and exports. Early takeaways see it as reinforcement of a hawkish Bank of Korea stance. China's consensus forecasts for the 2024 GDP growth have been revised up on the back of the surprising strength in Q1 data. But bigger PPI declines also underscore deflation risks. In the U.S., apart from the Q1 GDP data set, key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today also includes the March pending home sales, March wholesale inventories, the weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, and the weekly EIA natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Microsoft, Alphabet, Western Digital, NASDAQ, S&P Global, Comcast, Honeywell International, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and T-Mobile. In corporate news, IBM has confirmed an agreement to acquire HashiCorp for $35 per share in cash. The transaction is expected to close by the end of 2024. The Justice Department may decide next month about whether Boeing violated agreement protecting it from criminal persecution, according to Reuters. In Asia today, equities were mixed, tilting negative towards the close. Japan's main boards closed on their lows of the day and have conceded all of yesterday's gains. Seoul and Taipei markets had steep losses amid a technology sell-off. Singapore also went lower. The rest of Southeast Asia was mixed, and India is currently trading flat. Mainland China and Hong Kong markets, on the other hand, traded higher after recovering from a soft open. Australia and New Zealand were closed for a holiday today. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.